Hey, what's up, guys? It's Khalid, and I'm inside the Dana Cortez Show.
Yesterday, we were burning, no AC. Did it get fixed? Turn the radio up. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yes, our air conditioner is fixed. And thank you to all the people who reached out to me, who actually DM'd me at Dana Cortez on Instagram and said, my husband's an HVAC specialist. Our HVAC specialist is so good. I had so many people, concerned.
They know how much it sucked.
By the time we got home yesterday, once we got out of the studio, it had been fixed.
Beautiful.
So feel really good. Yeah.
Shout out to that. And shout out to, it's funny that everybody has a direct connect to
everybody.
You're like, I got a guy.
Yeah. Everybody had a plug. It's like, Dana, the AC person, my husband, blah, blah, blah.
Did you and the person you fired off on, the guy from the other company, make amends?
Yeah. Nice. He was fine. He's like, when you need us, we're here. It's because our building hires his company.
We have like a weird AC that we have to use a specialist for. That's at least what we've been told.
No, it is, because the other AC guy that we hired was like, I don't know what this is. And Otto, you stepped into a place.
Oh, yeah. I went to a barbershop for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? You don't usually go to the barbershop?
No, I've been going to a stylist for a long time. I went to this dude, Chris, for a long time, and then Alicia, I've seen her for the last 6-7 years. This is the first time I've not gone to Alicia in probably 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Now, Alicia is the one you share with Dana Cortez, your wife,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. But I'm the one who introduced Alicia to Dana.
Otto's always been a stylist guy. He's been a guy that goes to the salon versus the barbershop.
Because I got longer curly hair. Even the guy told me, he was like, I don't cut your hair like yours very often.
So I will tell you.
He had my hair pinned up last
night. Yeah, I will say, I like the sides. I'm not feeling the top. I think you need to go back to a stylist.
Well, like he said, I don't usually cut guys' hair like yours very often.
But overall, mentally, though, how was the experience at the barbershop?
It was definitely different. Going to a female stylist place, you hear a lot of stories about their kids. You hear a lot of stories about what's going on with their husbands. The barber did nothing but complain to me about his baby mamas. I was the therapist.
That's a nest, dude. Did you walk in or did you schedule your appointment?
I just walked in.
That's why,
That is not good.
You walked in on his day.
You are not supposed to dump on your client. That's another thing. When Otto goes to the stylist, he gets all the tea and he does the dumping.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be the other way around.
It was reverse therapy.
This was not a good experience.
Well, you weren't there, so let me speak for myself.
There you go, Automatic.
Oh my God.
One day at the barber, and I tell my wife to sit down.
Settle down now.
One day at the barbershop, and you're standing up for yourself, dude.
Gosh.
I bet you didn't even cross your legs over.
I didn't.
Yeah, dude. It's great.
And I will say this, they didn't wash my hair, and I kind of missed the girls washing my hair.
Oh, that's tough. But you should have fired off with like a LeBron James conversation. There's a lot of sports.
I try to take it to basketball. You know how much I love talking basketball.
What day did you go in there?
It was Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. That's prime. I hate my baby mama out.
That is not okay. It's a weekend exchange. It was the weekend exchange.
He hasn't got to see his daughter in 2 months because they're going through it.
Why is that your fault, though?
It wasn't my fault, but I was there to hear, because the homie needed help.
When you walk in to the barbershop, sometimes that's the experience you get because now you're on his time. He's doing you a favor.
I'm telling you now, what he should have done is schedule it down in the DM. The stylist, it would have never happened in the salon. Never. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Underwear Day.
Woo! Hey, move over granny panty. It had been the number one selling panty for the past 6 years. The bikini has officially come back as number one.
That's got to be for ladies.
Not always, Otto. Not always.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are we ready for the great Mac-off? Will it be DJ Automatic or Jesse Watt? We are ready. So I cook most every meal. I am the better cook in the household. However, Automatic,
that's debatable.
No, it is not debatable. Don't even lie. But there is one thing that you are so good at, and it's the blue box Kraft mac and cheese. I don't know how you do it.
It's called poverty, Dana.
Is that what it is?
Growing up in poverty and having it as an only option. And
okay, was that your
you
college
actually
go-to?
It. No, I was. I've been doing blue box macaroni and cheese since like 8-9 years old.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, we have a caller on line 2. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
It's Bob.
Okay, Bob, do you ever do any cooking at all for your wife?
All the time.
Oh, really?
Hey,
okay,
I also
Bob.
Also clean iron and do any hemming that she needs.
Hey.
Yes, I love hearing that. Yes, Bob. So, Bob, what's the best meal that you make that she knows you cook better than she does?
Oh, she doesn't cook. We eat out.
All right, so everybody's done cooking their mac and cheese. If you just turned the radio on earlier, Jesse challenged Otto. She said she was the one. So you've both, you know, left the rooms, come back in. I've put the mac and cheese on a plate. Anthony A and producer Chewy are now going to judge said mac and cheese. Jesse and Otto, you stand over here. Okay, to the left of me.
Because we're nervous.
Yeah, stand over here where Otto normally sits. Okay. Okay, the rules are you take one bite.
One bite.
And you decide which is better. Do not look at the bottom of your plate.
All right.
Let me see. Which one is that one first?
Okay, this the one on the left right here looks the least appetizing.
Hey.
You know who that is?
Hey, stop.
That was not a delicious.
Hey, stop.
You don't need any outside influence.
I can't see which one.
You already tasted it.
So I'm like, oh.
Okay. Go to the next one.
On the next one, okay.
Is this what they feel like on the Great British Bake Off?
Yes. Okay.
We're on chopped.
We're on macked.
So is it left or is it right? Is it first or you tell me Chewy first?
I'm going with the one on the right.
Okay, Anthony A.
I'm going to have to go with this one here.
Which one? That one?
Yeah, whatever one this one is.
I'm nervous.
Automatic one.
No!
Yeah.
No!
I retain my macaroni and cheese championship.
My claim to fame is gone.
Jesse.
Can you tell me, is it the microwaved noodles? Is that what did it?
No.
Well, my butter to cheese ratio is amazing.
That's what I was thinking. It just tastes a lot like.
Dude,
smoother,
I cannot I replicate his mac and cheese.
All right, let me try it.
I have tried my. Okay, good. You got to try it. Here.
No, I have to try. If I'm going to really admit my defeat, I have to try it.
Yeah. Get your participation trophy, okay, Jesse?
Not everyone gets a participation trophy, Pato.
Okay, try it right there, Jesse. I don't know what it is, girl, but I can't replicate it.
Oh, I can admit. I can admit defeat on that. That's pretty damn
what
good.
What is up with that, right? And it's only a box mac and cheese.
What's different?
Here. Nothing.
We gotta feed the listeners, too.
The way you do it, I can't give away my secret.
Are you putting extra love into it?
I'm putting extra, I will say this.
Get in by the mic, Otto.
I let the cheese, the milk, and everything emulsify.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. It felt like a good word to say.
So like in the WWE, they're allowed to cash in. Like,
right. Okay, like what are we doing here?
At any point throughout, they have this like, briefcase where you can cash in, and then they
get
can battle
here,
again.
Okay.
And I feel like Jessie, she stepped up to the plate because she was like she didn't know she was being called out this morning.
Right? It
and
was
so
like
I
last
think,
minute.
I think throughout the rest of the year, Jessie should be able to cash in another challenge.
Oh. Okay.
Really
okay.
Quick, I do have awards for making mac and cheese, but can I just say they only ever come at 3 a.m. And my friends and I are like, we're horrifically drunk and we're like, let's go. So if you guys want to go out, I will make mac and cheese.
And I will say this. One weekend, I went out of town to work, and my daughters called and said, we're sick of mac and cheese. Come home.
I mean, if there's one great thing that I make, this might be the only thing that
Congratulations, DJ Automatic. I agree. It is the only thing you make that's good.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Nowadays, you're never too old to have a baby. You can adopt an embryo like this couple did. Lindsay and Tim Pierce decided they were going to adopt an embryo that was 30 years old.
What? You said adopt an embryo? So this wasn't their embryo? This is another person's embryo.
How in the world are they going to have a 30-year-old embryo? What are they, 80?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know the science behind this.
The science behind it is someone 30 years ago was doing IVF and had multiple embryos and did not want to destroy them, probably because of their religion or just perhaps they thought maybe a couple could use the baby later, could adopt the baby later. Therefore, Lindsay and Tim Pierce decided we'll take this baby. And the boy was born healthy.
Oh,
he is fine. He doesn't look a day over one. But in truth, he's a millennial.
He's a millennial baby. Because
he's a baby millennial.
The egg is 30 years old.
Yes.
So they held the egg in a lab?
He's a young millennial. Yes, they held the egg
for 30 years and it worked?
Worked 100%. He is 100% healthy. In fact, they did genetic testing on the embryo before they decided to adopt this particular embryo. What's wrong with that?
I don't know if I like this because then you're going to have like designer babies.
No, you're not. You're having babies that somebody didn't want to destroy. This is an embryo. I mean, some might say it's not a baby or it is a baby. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm just saying this embryo has been sitting there. In fact, there are are over 1.5 million frozen embryos just sitting.
It's kind of like thrifting a baby.
It is. It's like thrifting a baby. And to be honest, I'm happy for them.
You know, this is a hopeful sign for women who are having trouble getting pregnant, right?
Yeah, because you don't have to do it yourself. But this is another form of adoption.
But it also gives women the option to have kids way later in life then, too, right?
Yes, of course. There's so many different ways that this could benefit, I think, society. Number one, we're having less children all over the world. Literally, there is a problem.
Doesn't feel like
it. It's true, though, automatic. There's a problem in China. There's a problem in the U.S. There's a problem in Japan.
I don't know if it's a problem.
It is very much a problem because a society cannot live without young people to uphold its economy.
I feel like me and my friends don't think we're having a problem. Just nobody wants to have kids.
Well, when you're older, though, and the young people...
there's going to be robots and stuff by then. You know, we're making babies in labs now.
No. you feel good?
There'll be somebody to help me put on my Depends or a machine. I'll have Alexa grown out by then.
So the reason why people are concerned about it, if you look at Europe, their economy struggles because there's no young people to work. Young people working is what holds up an economy.
Yeah.
That's just a little brief synopsis of how
I think that's all
that
great,
works.
But like having a genetically modified baby is...
It's not genetically modified. Listen to the ABC scientist how all of this works.
The fact that somebody who wanted to have a baby but couldn't now has one thanks to a frozen embryo that was frozen 30 years ago, that is remarkable. If these eggs are frozen properly and they are thawed and past screening, they can be just as healthy as an embryo created today.
So imagine this couple couldn't have a child. They couldn't do IVF for whatever reason.
Which is great that they got that taken care of and they're going to have to have a child. But
they're not going to have to. They have a boy. They already adopted this baby. He's born.
Do you remember that movie Gattaca from the 90s?
No.
So it was a movie about this where people were able to have children later and whenever they wanted to, and they were actually able to genetically design their babies. I feel like this is the first step towards that.
Maybe it is, but I know for a fact that I have friends who can't have children, and this is an option. Are there some ethical questions? Maybe, Otto, because if you don't have the funds, or, you know, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the other thing. How much does this cost? Like
$100,000? A lot of money. Yeah, a lot of. I don't have the exact number, but I know I watched, I think it was on 60 Minutes, a special, them talking just about IVF, and you're talking $100,000 minimum investment in that. So there are questions.
A lot of people don't have that option. So
you're right. You're right.
I don't know if I'm here for this or not.
1.5 million embryos are just going to sit there then in the freezer?
I mean, eggs are expensive to begin with.
I
maybe. Shoot.
Not those kind of eggs, right?
Well,
whatever. Either way.
Eggs in general.
They're always spendy, aren't they?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dating is hard, according to my good friends and my sister-in-law, Sister Matic. Now, Sister Matic, DJ Automatic, my husband's sister, has been on a Facebook group site called Are You Dating Me? Or what is it called?
Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Are We Dating the Same Guy? I'm married, obviously, happily married. And unfortunately, there's a lot of yeses. You know, these women...
My sister will call me and tell me when she sees one of my friends up on there.
Yeah, like your married friend
gets put
on blast. However many...
He's not married anymore.
I know. I wouldn't be married to him either because he was on that app.
That's one way to phrase it, Automatic, but the way we like to phrase it is he's taking steps towards a more honest life.
Is that what it is?
That's what we're gonna call it.
His ex-wife says.
Once again, this is something our grandfathers did not have to deal with. And now with this app, this is just reaching unproportioned heights.
Number one here in the U.S., it's called the T-App, T-E-A-A-P-P. And all you do is upload your red flagger. That way other women are forewarned and don't have to go through the pain and suffering.
Is this app for guys too? Can we put up girls that are red flags?
No, it's not.
It's ID verification and it's only women. And they can even really get deep down to it. They can verify your height. They can verify if you're a hatfish or a catfish.
Yeah.
They can do all kinds of stuff, bro.
It's necessary because, I mean, think about the horror stories, Automatic, that your sister has told us. She went out with a guy that she met online, and his picture looked normal. Well, it must have been from college or something, because when she met him, he had no front teeth. He was completely inebriated, and as they were sitting there, he said, are we going to go have sexy time after this? What, sir? She's like, we weren't even done with apps. I said, what did you do? She said, I grabbed my bag and I left. That's what I did.
Right, good for her.
She's got a lot of war stories with that kind of stuff from
apps.
It's
horrible.
It is bad, and I think I don't know if this is going to be good, but like, isn't this a little bit too much oversharing? right? Shouldn't you be able to just completely move on from your troubled past if you had
Yes, I'm completely moving on, and I'm letting other women know. This is what it was. This is who he is. This is what he did.
This is the part where
this is Yelp for men.
This is what it is. It's really Yelp for men.
Oh, no,
it
that's
is.
True.
It is. And this is where I really enjoy being Mexican-American because I am both red and green flags.
Is that what?
I'm a little bit of both with a little bit of white.
A little bit of white in there, too.
You just like your women that way, right?
No. True. But I also can't speak Spanish, so that's where
but
the white
Anthony,
part is.
But Anthony, you're very Latinx. Definitely. You've never been unfaithful, though. Every single time you date somebody, I always tell Otto, see what a good boyfriend Anthony is?
Dude.
He plans date night. He buys flowers. The man does just because flowers, picnics,
when I'm a boyfriend,
trips.
When I'm a boyfriend, I'm pretty locked in.
You lose interest quickly, though.
I haven't been caught being deceitful since 2015. And I'll never forget that day.
Whoa, I thought you were a non-cheater. What happened?
I didn't cheat.
Anthony A has never been unfaithful.
Give me your technically I didn't cheat story then.
I was hooking up with two different women.
Okay, you were cheating.
No.
I was not cheating. No, you want to make me a cheater so bad, automatic.
No.
I'm not that group of friends.
Nobody's perfect.
All right? I'm not that group of friends, but I was hooking up with two different women, and I'll never forget, when Corinne hit me, she's like, I got the screenshots, so don't even bother lying to me. And of course, I still try to lie.
Yeah.
And I haven't been in that position since. And I'll go back to high school when my high school creative writing teacher told me, she said, Anthony, if you want to, you know, attract the most women you can, all you got to do is try this thing called honesty.
And that's it.
That's it. Real players don't lie.
You'll never end up on the T app.
No, yes, guys, don't lie, bro. T app is here. Lying's done.
You're going to still end up on the T app because if you break a girl's heart, she's going to find a reason to put you up there.
No, that's not true. If you do it the right way, tell me how you feel. Why would you want to waste time? If you know immediately he's bad, then don't even go out on a date.
Guys, we need our own app.
Yeah, I'm so
You
confused.
Have it. It's called OnlyFans.
Oh.
That's the apps y'all want.
On that point, I am so confused and bewildered by this because all these men and these tech giant companies and women beat us to the punch on this. It doesn't make any sense.
I can't even believe they let this go through.
I can't believe that it didn't happen sooner with the whole app, the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Are we dating the same guy? This was just a great idea waiting to happen. Why didn't I think of it?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nicki Minaj is continuing to press Jay-Z for her money from Roc Nation. So let me break down the latest beef that's happening on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Superman director James Gunn celebrating his birthday, okay. Jesse Williams, Anthony Edwards, Olivia Holtz, and Youngblood.
Okay, so I saw yesterday this whole Nicki Dez Bryant thing. Now, I know Dez played for the Cowboys, not anymore, though. Why is Nicki fighting with Dez Bryant and saying that she wants her husband and him to get in a ring together and she's putting up 10 milli?
Okay, so this is how it started. Jerry Jones was talking about his bad experience with Dez Bryant when he was working with Roc Nation. Nicki is mad at Roc Nation because she wants her money from the title deal.
Right, she does say that she's owed money, Drake's owed money, Wayne, like there's a lot of people owed money. Okay.
So long story short, Nicki interjects herself into the conversation about the contract dealing that's going on with Michael Parsons. Dez starts fighting with her about it. And then they start fighting with each other.
Wait, first of all, Michael Parsons and that was going on. Then Dez interjected himself. Then Nicki interjected herself.
And it's good to know that Dez Bryant used to be signed to Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z's
sports
agency.
Yes. I remember that. Yeah. I do remember that he was signed on as he had a sports agency,
yeah.
Right? Or he does.
He still
or whatever.
Does, yeah.
Yeah, he still does. I'm still not quite understanding why Nicki Minaj wants her husband to fight Dez Bryant.
Because they just started going back and forth about some like personal issues that Dez has had, and then he threw in her face that her husband is a sexual, what is it? He's some
registered
kind of,
sex offender.
Registered sex offender, yeah. And so then she was like, "Well, I'll put $10 million on my husband beating your
$10 million."
$10 million, yeah. She said.
Well, that's the amount of money that she claims that Jay-Z owes her from the title deal is $10 million.
You know what I really want? I want somebody to beat up Jerry Jones because Cowboys can't win. Can we get $10 million?
Maybe Nicki Minaj can just coach the Cowboys. I have a little bit.
Maybe
that would happen.
Something because
maybe she can get Micah Parsons signed. Okay?
Just get Jerry Jones away from the team. Away from the team anyway. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.